Hey, on the show today, we have a Legacy Federal Credit Union's Garrick Throckmorton talking about his credit union's award-winning wellness program. Check it out. One of the greatest names I've ever heard, Garrick Throckmorton. I love the name.
That's right. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's one that is certainly hard to forget because you don't hear it often.
That is right. Hey, we're talking about something else pretty cool. You guys at your credit union have a wellness program that is just off the charts here. I mean, it's winning awards. It's got huge engagement numbers and stuff. So just let's start from ground zero here. How did this whole thing start? I mean, you guys have a QSO that it stemmed off from. What's going on here? What are you guys doing? You're doing some great stuff.
Yeah. You're queuing in on one of our big passions here. We believe wholeheartedly that investing in the well-being of our employees is simply the right thing to do. And that's really how the program started. So our program we refer to as All Health Wellness.
Gotcha.
It started back in 2009. Mm-hmm. Out of that very sort of basic vision, which says that if our employees spend 90,000 hours of their life at work, mm-hmm. Which is the amount of time you'll spend working, closest to sleep. So sleep and work, right? The two biggest things that we do in our life.
Yep.
It's just simply the right thing to do to be able to create an environment that helps give back and improve their overall quality of life. So that's how we started back in 2009.
Okay.
And since that point, it's continued to evolve and expand to the point to where, as you alluded, we've won a lot of awards.
Yeah.
Rooted in the fact that our employees' lives have improved.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's been a lot of fun.
Let's step back. You say it started, in 2009. But what started? I mean, were people just kind of like slopping around at work, feeling awful and stuff like that? And somebody said, hey, let's get in shape. All right, let's do it. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking off the top of my head here, or I assume that maybe, you've always been this way. Let's make it official. Let's make an official wellness program, or how did it all begin?
Oh, it certainly weren't always this way. but the vision came from our former CEO.
Okay.
Who literally said, this feels like the right thing to do. At that point, you think 2009, 2008 timeframe, this topic was not one that corporations were talking about in droves. So
recession we were talking about.
That's right. There was lots of other things that were hitting the topic list. But so that simple vision of saying, goodness, my part of at that time Ike Keener, his legacy was to be able to say, gosh, I wanna start this. And he worked with Ashley Colress,
yes.
Who I know you've spoke with before.
Been on the show, yes.
That's right, to get the program up and running.
Mm-hmm.
The intent of, let's get people moving, let's get them engaged, but let's just start doing the right thing on the behalf of our employees.
Mm-hmm.
And the story that followed is one that, candidly, I don't know that we even saw coming.
Yeah, well, let's hear that story, because, I'm sure there's a number of credit unions, and especially, even more organizations nationwide or worldwide that have wellness programs and are reaping the benefits, because I just interviewed Todd Lane, the CEO of California Coast Credit Union out here in San Diego, about their wellness program, and their employee engagement is, through the roof. Their culture is just totally 180 degrees, and they're just, it's a healthy environment to be in, and it sounds like that's what you guys are doing as well.
Yeah, I think sort of your point, a recent research article came out that said that 95% of candidates will put more value on culture than on compensation.
Yes.
Right, so that doesn't mean pay people poorly, obviously.
Yeah.
It just means that, if compensation is equal, I want to go to the place that has a culture that's thriving. And
yeah.
That's sort of what All Health Wellness has helped us to be able to do.
Gotcha.
And so the critical byproducts of that have been that we've seen our engagement increase, to your point. We've seen the trust levels in the organization increase as well.
Mm-hmm.
Our participation in the program now hovers right around 95%. But most importantly, and this is the stat that I love being able to share, is that we started to connect our employees to the appropriate resources to improve their holistic health. So to us, it's not about weight loss. It's not about just making healthy nutritional choices.
Right.
We have built our program around sort of five tenets of well-being.
Okay.
And physical is just one of those.
Okay.
So physical, emotional, social, financial, and then having purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So everything that we do on the backside tells our employees along their life cycle that they matter and that their quality of life matters. And so the stat on the back end of that, though, is that it impacts their physical health.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If my financial burden begins to be lifted off mm-hmm. of me, I can start to focus on my physical health in a better way. So all those things are intertwined.
Yeah.
So when we started the program, we had 2.5 risk factors per employee. So those are the things that we can have some control over in our life: high cholesterol, high lipids, high hypertension, BMI, for example. And we've reduced that by 50% across our employee population. Wow. So we're down to 1.2. So our employees, at the end of the day, they're participating and they're engaging in a way that's actually changing their lives.
Yeah, I mean, how do you, how has the credit union, I guess, I want to say changed or just benefited from? I mean, do you guys, have you seen like a change in the culture or a change in productivity, and or, you know, I'm assuming people are happy and bounce around and healthy and yeah, getting their jobs done, and seems like a great culture to be around.
That's right. So we, you know, every culture continues to try to strengthen, and we're no different than that. So we're continually to try to say, how do we get better and better? But one of the ways that we measure that performance is using a survey called the Denison Organizational Culture Survey. We started that back in 2006, and that's one of the ways that we've really seen the impact of the wellness program. So our trust scores are up 225% since 2006. That's our engagement scores are up 116%. And so what's fascinating about that, and I think this is important, is that there's not one question on that entire survey that speaks about wellness. Yet when we get to the open field comments that we allow staff to input their thoughts, wellness becomes the number one topic they mention in that category. So unprompted, we're not even asking wellness questions. They're saying, continue to invest in my well-being. This is important to me, and it's impacting my life. So for us, the correlation between doing the right thing and the byproduct of business impacts has been absolutely a direct correlation.
Well, do you see that it's almost become a part of your life now because of what's going on at your organization, because of the wellness program, the things that you're doing, which we'll get into a little bit, but it becomes a part of your life where it's becomes a good habit where you don't even think about it anymore?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Wellness for us isn't about having living on a page of the benefits guide. It's not this little program that sits over there that people go, oh, I think I want to touch a piece of it. It's truly been built in a way that we say, if we look at the employee life cycle, all the way across from the first point of contact we have throughout that 10-year, we should have constant reminders for employees that their well-being matters. And so to your point, it's infused in a way that sometimes is very subtle, but intentional, because it's rooted in our core beliefs that this matters.
Awesome, awesome. So what are some of the things that you're doing? I mean, what are some of the things that employees are engaged in? I mean, there was a quote in here in the press release that you guys sent me about the CEO's like, well, it's 5:15. I got to get to my Pilates class. That's the type of attitude, which is a good thing, that is probably infectious throughout the whole organization.
Yeah, I think you've hit a really important point. You know, I talked about how our former CEO, Ike Keener, this was part of his vision. Well, our current CEO, Kathy Pace, has that same core belief. And so there's been not only a consistent belief system in the organization that this is important, but by having transitioned to a new CEO that holds that same belief, it's actually gained even more momentum. More consistency over time. So she is certainly someone that when it comes to be 5 o'clock on the right day, she's out of here for her own health and well-being. It sets a tone in the organization that this is important.
Yep. So what are some of the things that you guys are doing for, I mean, are there, what activities or what plans do you guys have for the employees?
Yeah, so I'll give you a couple of examples of some resources and programs that we have in place. For physical health, for example, we certainly partner with a local healthcare system. We have lots of strong health collaborations in the city. And one of those actually allows us to be able to provide wellness coaching by certified wellness coach here on site.
Oh, great.
So employees have a dedicated resource that actually is an expert in health. To be able to lean on for advice and resources to improve their own physical health. That's really important because the reality is we're not health experts. And so we've got to have good cross-sector collaborations to be able to execute that part of the program. And so we pay for that, obviously, for employees.
Okay.
We also have a great collaboration with the YMCA organization across Winston, Greensboro, High Point, and down into Charlotte, where our employees will get discounts, obviously, to join the Y, but most importantly, if they go to the Y and six times or more in a given month, we'll subsidize additional cost off of their bill. So we want people to not only join, but to engage.
Yeah.
And so we put subsidies behind the scenes to incentivize that behavior.
So I'm gonna join your credit union and move to North Carolina real quick.
Hey, come on over.
We'll have gym membership. My gosh, that's so neat. That's a great thing. Well, I mean, that's incentive right there. Let's talk about these awards you guys have been winning. I mean, these are like national awards. What's going on here?
Yeah, so we've been very we're humbled by the recognition, honestly, that we've received over the last starting in about 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2011, we've been named the healthiest employer of the triad, sort of our main footprint.
Yeah.
Every single year. We've also received the highest level of award from the American Heart Association several years in a row.
Good grief. And
sort of the crowning moment was last year being named one of the top 100 healthiest employers in the United States. So it's a great thing to receive, and mm-hmm. we're so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, what's that rooted into?
Yeah.
It's rooted into walking up and down the hallways, and you could stop someone and you could hear an impactful story about what wellness has done. So mm-hmm. The awards are great.
Yeah.
They're just a symbol that our employees are doing some really amazing work.
Yeah, that's the icing on the cake. Yeah, so
that's right.
Very cool. I mean, for other credit unions who want to embark on something like this, and again, there's a number of them out there. I mean, what advice do you have for them who want to do something like this? Because it's obviously great for the employees and great for the culture.
That's right. Yeah, I'd have a couple of pieces of advice. One would be certainly like any change initiative. This is one of them, that getting the executive team bought in
mm-hmm.
and believing in the value of it
yep.
is really,
yep.
really critical.
Yep.
Otherwise,
yep.
you're just rolling boulders up hills, and that's sort of hard. It's hard to do. It's possible, but it's hard to do to
yeah.
get really yeah. impactful change. The second thing, though, is to really know why it's important to do it. For me, a couple different reasons. We spend, as the United States, twice the amount per capita on healthcare
mm-hmm.
than our peer countries, yet our health is actually worse. And so we're spending a lot of money in this direction. The second piece down to the employer level, though, is that on average, employers spend about 2% of their entire healthcare expense budget on
mm-hmm.
prevention. And so we own the solution, a big piece of the solution to this national problem that we face.
Yeah.
So getting into wellness, you really have to build the business case, and there's a really strong one to be built. The second piece of that is the connection to engagement and productivity and doing the right thing
mm-hmm.
For your employee base, which is really important.
Yep.
So executive
yep.
buy-in, right?
Yep.
Building a business case to be able to do it.
Yep.
And then not beginning by seeing this just as a mere benefit, but really see this as something that needs its own strategic plan. How are we going to build a culture of health inside of our
mm-hmm.
organization that matches who we are?
Mm-hmm.
Because typically off-the-shelf solutions can be impactful, but they're always limited.
Right.
And so how do we actually build something that actually matches the core elements of our own belief system in our organization? The last thing, candidly, is a legacy has started a CUSO. Legacy Consulting, and we also have a benefits group, and together they're able to go into organizations and are willing to partner with credit unions
yeah.
to help them avoid some of the mistakes
yeah.
that we made, candidly,
yeah.
And to build something that's customized to that culture.
Spreading the love a little bit. I like
right.
that. Getting out there to the community and helping some other companies out. Nice job.
That's
nice
right.
job.
That's right.
You know, the other thing that I talked to with Todd Lane at San Diego, California Coast Credit Union is that what he's also noticed is that his employees are experiencing less and less sick days. And
yeah.
so they're at work more. I mean, you know, they're at work. They're not getting sick as often as they were. That's another thing
yeah.
that he noticed. Do you guys notice that as well?
Yes, absolutely. Our absenteeism rates have dropped. Also the presenteeism, which is sometimes a little bit harder to get your hands around, but
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, being at work, but
mm-hmm.
not really being at work
yeah.
because your mind is somewhere
oh,
else.
Yeah.
You know, more anecdotally on that side
yeah,
of things,
yeah.
we've heard people talk about the fact that, you know, I'll tell a story about one individual
sure.
To underscore that. We have one person that's been here a very long period of time and didn't engage in the program to begin with. But after sort of hearing the momentum and hearing other stories from employees, seeing our wellness newsletter that we send out every week, began to make the decision to get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And since that point, about 3 years ago, this individual has lost over 60 pounds, has engaged in a lot of our community involvement efforts, and is off of almost all of the medication she was on previously
wow.
to manage potentially chronic conditions
yeah,
that
yeah.
were developing. But I say all that to tell you, she specifically is certainly more present at work, and she'd tell you that.
Yeah.
She's certainly less absent and more engaged. And
yeah.
So it's infectious when you talk to her. So
no doubt.
You talk to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of those people, mm-hmm. and the case study builds really quickly mm-hmm. what can actually be accomplished through building a culture of health.
Yeah, nice little ripple effect. And what a great message to get out into the rest of the community as well for your credit union too. I mean, here's this kind of beacon on a hill of health, and you're not only helping people financially, but you're helping them with their health as well. So, I mean, gosh, what a, getting two birds with one stone there.
That's right. I mean, if we believe the things that we say, mm-hmm. right, which is that well-being matters,
mm-hmm.
We've proven that with our employees. The next step for us is really to say, how can we continue to expand that out into the community? So a couple ways we're doing that is certainly through a legacy benefit solutions and a legacy consulting that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is through where are we getting involved from a community perspective?
Mm-hmm.
We have strong relationships with both Wake Forest Baptist Health and Navant Health here locally.
Mm-hmm.
Involved with Susan G. Komen, mm-hmm. Hospice and Palliative Care. So we have some strong relationships with like-minded organizations out in the community. But the last thing I'd mention to you is we're really trying to also take our program and expand it so that dependents and their children can gain access to the same exact resources.
Beautiful.
So whether that be the free fitness classes we have here in the evenings, mm-hmm. 3 nights a week, they can come. And so we're trying to eliminate barriers to where the program just feels applicable to the employee
yeah.
and bring in the broader community, because we really believe we own a part of the solution of this giant problem.
Nice. Gosh, you guys are solid. You guys are so solid in this area. Well done. Oh my gosh, I could talk about this for hours, but man, this is such a great message, Garrick. I mean, wow, congratulations on your awards and the success of this of your culture and the community as well. Good job, you guys.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. We take it very seriously.
Yeah. And if you can't tell, I'm passionate about it as well. So
that's right.
Good job.
That's right. Well, we'll move you to North Carolina soon. Don't worry.
All right, man. All right. Good to talk to you, Garrick. Everybody, Garrick Throckmorgan from a Legacy Federal Credit Union, doing a great job with their wellness program. Well done, sir.